Yeah, some great Elvis Costello going back to the first album, 1977. I remember when that came out. What a great tune. What a great album. Hey, good morning, everybody. How you doing? It's Tuesday, March 8th. You are tuned in to Matt Flynn Direct. And Matt's not here today. He's taking off, taking a few days off for some well-deserved rest. And I'm Stu Mann, the newsman. Stu Daniels back on the radio. And, of course, we're talking about Russia, Ukraine, what's going on. We'd like to hear what you have to say. Feel free to give us a call, 844-967-2789. You can call or text. And before we went to the break, we were discussing this opinion piece that's in the Los Angeles Times posted last night. And it's written by Simon Johnson, who is a professor at MIT Sloan and former chief economist, I should say, former chief economist at the International Monetary Fund, the IMF. And it's co-written, this opinion piece is co-written by Oleg Ustenko, who is the economic advisor to President Volodymyr Zelensky in Ukraine. So this piece is co-written by the economic advisor to President Zelensky and the guy from MIT. And they, what we're asking today, and what I'm asking of you is, should we stop buying oil and gas from Russia? Is it time? That's the big question. It looks like that's where we are right now in this opinion piece. It gives three different scenarios in which we could possibly cut off Russian oil and gas. I'll get into these just for a couple of minutes here. In one scenario, the U.S. bans the purchase of Russian oil, but does nothing else. American oil companies can easily switch to other suppliers, since oil is priced based on the expectations for supply and demand in a world market. There would be little direct impact if the U.S. chose to buy more, for example, from Saudi Arabia, and some existing Saudi customers received Russian oil instead. In this case, the U.S. would pay nothing to Russia. The world price for crude should not move. The gasoline price at your local pump would also be unchanged, and Russia would receive the same revenue, but now from other countries. So in other words, the U.S. wouldn't be buying any of the oil, but they'd still be able to sell the oil to other countries. So that's one possibility. There might be some symbolic value to this policy, it says in this opinion piece, but it would be meaningless in its economic effect. So that's one possibility. And by the way, before I get into the second option, let me ask you this. Do you think that the oil companies are gouging at the pump right now? I mean, look how much gas has gone up just in the past 2 weeks. Is it justified? Is there a problem right now? I don't know if it's justified. And I might be in the group that says, yeah, they are definitely gouging us at the pump right now, because that's what we've been talking about for the past 2 weeks, that the price of oil and the price of gas may go up. So as soon as that is being discussed, the oil companies, the gas, well, I'm not going to say the gas stations, but at least the suppliers start jacking up the price of the gas. We've seen that happen many times before. That's just the way it's done. Here's the second option, according to this opinion piece in the Los Angeles Times. It says a second option is for the U.S. to ban crude oil purchases from Russia and use secondary sanctions to prohibit any financial institution doing business in dollars from also facilitating purchases of Russian oil anywhere in the world. The oil market transacts in dollars, so these secondary transactions would have real bite. So Russia would feel this if we did it this way. No sanctions regime is perfect, and the Russians might even be able to sell all 5 million daily barrels, but they would have to sell at a heavy discount. Shell Oil Company bought a shipment of Russian oil a few days ago, paying nearly $30 per barrel less than the going rate for non-blood oil, and now faces calls for a consumer boycott. Even the most unscrupulous customers will demand bigger discounts from Russian oil traders. So that's one more possibility. So we would cut them off. We wouldn't buy anymore. And we would make it difficult for anybody who used dollars to buy the Russian oil. In this case, the global supply of oil remains the same, but Russia loses revenue due to the blood discount. This might drive the price Russia receives down toward the marginal cost of production in Western Siberia, which estimates suggest is $40 or lower per barrel. Russian oil revenue could fall by as much as half. The price in the non-blood oil part of the market may not change much, and if so, U.S. gasoline prices are also unlikely to move. Ideally, Saudi Arabia and other OPEC countries can be persuaded to increase production as needed as an additional buffer against disruption. Okay, and then there's a third scenario. A third, more complete scenario would be to ban crude purchases, impose secondary sanctions, and, which is what we discussed in the previous two scenarios, and persuade the Europeans to buy less gas. European nations have a problem because they cannot easily switch away from the pipeline supply to alternative sources, but Russia also has a problem because almost all its gas cannot be switched to serve non-European markets. So this would heavily affect Russia. They'd be in a world of hurt. Some European countries may need external funding support to install more efficient equipment, ramp up electricity generally from renewables, to buy liquefied natural gas from sources other than Russia. The International Monetary Fund can provide loans on favorable terms. Germany will finance its own transition away from Russian gas. Other nations, such as Italy, may struggle more. It's important that the EU be generous in supporting its members to make this change. And there's only a couple more paragraphs in this. How much time do we have, Sam? Do we have enough? We better break right now. Okay, we'll get to these last two paragraphs after we come back from the break. You are tuned in to Matt Flynn Direct. I'm Stu Daniels filling in today, and I hope you'll join us. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. Is it time to cut off Russian oil and gas, cut off their supply of funding for this campaign of murder that they've embarked on? Stick around. Just like watching the detectives. Don't get cute. Just like watching the detectives.
Watching the detectives. Watching the detectives.